Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with National Wild Turkey Federation Regional Director Jamie Hollins and Program Coordinator Michelle Pegg about their partnership with Washington County Conservation for their year-long Connecting Individuals to the Outdoors program. This is the second part of a two-part interview.
What age is this program geared towards?
It's more so geared towards adults. However, if there are teenagers out there that want to become more involved, then we're going to take it on a case-by-case type of basis. A lot of times the kids have more opportunity nowadays, especially with 4-H, than adults do. And for somebody who has never had the opportunity, or if you were a girl in a house full of boys and the boys got to go hunting and the girls didn't, that's a big one. Those kinds of things, if you've always just wanted to know, well, I don't know if I'd ever wanted to learn how to hunt or not, or I don't know if I would enjoy it, this would be the perfect opportunity. And we're going to set you up with mentors and people that really know their way around to help you out.
Yeah, that's our main goal as well as on this, is we want to do a one-to-one ratio with mentor and mentee. So they will always have constant somebody there to help them ask questions, etc. So there will be mentors for every single one of them. So that's another thing.
And are those mentors going to be, you know, people from around the Washington area?
Yes, the most part, yes. We have some that's talked about it from our Burlington chapter that might come over and help a little bit as well. But yes, I would assume quite a few of our mentors will be from Washington County, yes. Probably a lot of them will be from their chapter.
And the other thing is also we're trying to make sure that people don't feel pressured or stressed out with regards of, okay, I've always wanted to go out into the woods, or I've always wanted to go hunting and I'm not sure if I need this. And you don't want to go into a big sports goods store and then come out $50,000 later with everything that you don't need and nothing that you do. So that was one of the other goals with us.
That kind of leads to my next question. As far as equipment goes, you know, for these events, will the participants need to bring or are required to bring anything?
They aren't required to bring anything. They bring themselves.
That's right. They bring themselves. We will give them the opportunity to anything that they need. They can purchase with payment plans, of course. We plan on supplying them with some firearms. We want to take them to a local store that we can get camouflage and shells that they may need and the proper orange that they may need. We plan on step by step walking them through it from start to finish. And so all they need to bring is themselves, and we'll get them set up the rest of the way.
Is there a cost for being in this program?
There is a cost for being in the program. The initial cost is $135. We don't make anything off of that. That specifically goes towards all your stamps that you would need, your hunting license you would need, all of the things that you would need to be able to hunt, camp, fish throughout the year. So that is, and it also comes with some shells to do some range time with as well. So the cost is $135 per person, but like I said, there's no profit in that. That is purely what it would cost to do a year's worth of getting ready to start hunting at the minimum. So
the cost would cover, I mean, if someone doesn't have any hunting licenses, a total newcomer, this program will, you know, be getting them the license and the things that are required.
Yes, what we will do is with that $135, they will get their initial hunting license. This is what you need to go hunting. The individual stamps or tags or what you may need will be up to the participants, because they may not want a turkey hunt or they may not want a pheasant hunt. So we're not going to charge them that unless they want to partake in that. So that'll be an additional cost, but that'll be on their what they want to do. So we don't want to say, okay, to do this program, it's going to cost you $500 and it's going to get you a tag for everything and you don't want to do that. That could discourage people. So that's why we start off with $135, which covers your hunting license and all the other stuff. And then on a case-by-case basis, if you want to go turkey hunting, okay, here's the cost to get a turkey tag or deer hunting or duck hunting or et cetera. So, and that'll be initial cost up front would be the $135, but periodically through the program, you know, there'll be some cost in getting stamps or whatever you may need for that season.
You're wanting to do this once monthly, have an event, I assume?
Yes.
Right. So once monthly, we'll be going over various things from habitat, what to look for when you're out in the woods. How do you even find a turkey?
Yeah.
If you come to the first meeting, which will be January 21st at 3:00, like she had said before, We will lay out the whole agenda for the whole year. The dates will vary upon people's participation. If some day doesn't work, we'll have to move to another day. You know, Saturdays may work, Sundays, etc. We will figure that all out at the January meeting so everybody's on the same page that we can do the most participation, if that makes sense. So if you're interested at all, just hear the program out. Come to the meeting on January 21st.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with NWTF Regional Director Jamie Hollins and Connecting Individuals to the Outdoors Program Coordinator Michelle Pegg. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.